The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Dr. Kelly Ryder in studio with me and Stephanie Toops.
Hey.
And so, and Maura Davies will be coming up here in just a minute. We're going to be talking about the importance of spaying and neutering because that's always important. And Kelly has a dog, too, that he rescued off the streets.
Absolutely. Mr. Chuckles. He's a Scottish Terrier.
Aw, Mr. Chuckles. And
yeah.
So, may I ask, where did you get the name Mr. Chuckles?
He just kind of looked kind of fun. He had this, like, we found him on the street, and he had this, like, you know, he's traditional Scottish Terrier, black hair, and he's like, he looks like he's got an afro, but he's always smiling, uh-huh. Right? So we're like, man, what do we name this dog? And we're like, Mr. Chuckles. I mean, he's always smiling. So.
That's awesome.
I love it. It's so great to have you in studio.
Yep.
I saw on Facebook last night that Kelly was in town, Dr. Kelly Ryder, and I said, hey, you want to jump on the show with us? And so after what happened last game, Danny was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so awesome to talk about what happened with the Packers and the Chicago Bears. Who wants to start? Danny?
Well, and I think we got to realize, too, why I'm in town. I'm actually teaching at the International Hyperbarics Association annual meeting on sports concussion and therapy and treatment. So interesting.
Yeah, and it's so good to have you in studio always. Yep. You're just a wealth of information. And so, you know, Danny, I was watching the game last night in my chair because I don't have a couch right now. I'm getting a new couch, so I had to get the old one out first. So I was sitting in a chair watching television, which is kind of new for me, you know, in my house. It's completely barren except for the chair and the coffee table. And anyway, so I was watching the game, and I kind of nodded off a little bit, so I didn't see the horrible hit. Who took a horrible hit and was knocked out and is still in the hospital?
Well, it was Davante Adams, one of their top wide receivers.
Oh, wow.
And what happened was he was being, you know, the play was essentially his forward progress was stopped. So, you know, the play was over. And essentially was over, and he was held up. And basically, Chicago Bears linebacker, helmet to helmet, while he was being held up.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
And it's scary because he was, when you talk about a defenseless player, a defenseless receiver, that's about as defenseless as you can get. Mm-hmm. Not only did he not see it coming, but even if he did see it coming, he couldn't do anything about it because he was being held up by, you know, the other players.
Wow.
Right. And so what you saw is you saw what they call, and we call this in medical terminology, fencer's reflex, where his body just goes absolutely limp.
Oh, geez.
And then that's when you saw the players immediately calling for the medical staff right away. You know, so
almost look like in a boxing when someone takes a major hit and the mouthpiece
they just go to sleep
and the mouthpiece goes flying. Well, his mouthpiece went flying his arms before he hit the ground just totally went to his side and limp.
Right.
Well, there's so much controversy, as you well know, surrounding all of this with the NFL and children's sports. The last time you were on, you said if I had a son, there's no way he would play any kind of football, high school football.
And then miraculously, right, the big study came out just like 2 weeks ago. Oh, my gosh, it's so bad for kids under like 12 years and under. And I'm well, we've been saying that for years. I got a lot of fingers pointed at me, you know, for saying that many moons ago and many years ago. And now it all comes to light that
coming out.
Shaken baby syndrome and a child taking a concussion is absolutely no different.
Mm-hmm.
So a parent can go to jail and get their kids taken away for shaken baby syndrome, but yet they are allowed to continuously put their kids in harm's way by playing sports where they can get the same effect.
Well,
so it's just this...
And especially here in Texas. Right. I mean, the cover of Texas Monthly, I'm holding it. I bought it a couple of weeks ago. Long live Texas football.
Right.
You know, and it's such a tradition here. I mean, right. I don't know how you're ever going to get rid of it.
But even up north, I'm from up north, and they do hockey up there. And one of my friends, childhood friends, her dad is Alan King, who did the King Devick concussion test. You know what I'm talking about?
I use it in my office all the time.
Yeah, he helped develop that test. Yeah. And so, and her kids play hockey. I mean, like, everybody plays hockey up there, which is almost... It's as violent as football.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
especially for little kids. You know, a helmet could only protect so much, but when a kid falls and he hits the head on the ice, there's nothing really a helmet can.
We have to remember that the helmet is only made to prevent skull fractures. That's it. I mean, that's what the helmet's made for. It's not made to prevent a concussion. Mm-hmm. The helmet is just made for a hard object hitting a watermelon, basically, because the head is the consistency of a watermelon or a cantaloupe.
Ugh.
So, you know, all that helmet's doing is preventing that from cracking.
Well, this is huge business. I mean, I'm reading also in Texas Monthly that last year the Dallas Cowboys, their 2016 revenue, the highest of any NFL team, was $700 million. That's a lot of money.
It's a mammoth, I mean, that you have to face. But at the end of the day, you're talking about childhood safety. I mean, we have enough mental midgets running around right now. We don't need any more.
Speaking of mental midgets.
Right.
We'll talk about this later, but Maura.
Wow.
We were looking for a segue, Maura. Danny.
Mental midget. That's a perfect mental midget. Right.
Oh, Maura Davies, thank you so much for jumping in with us.
Not that Maura's a mental midget. I'm talking about people who have dogs and cats that are...
Well... You know what?
Special.
You know what though, Danny? And welcome, Maura. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
I always love having you on the show. For those that don't know or just now joining us, Maura Davies is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA of North Texas, and Danny Miles does the Dallas Cowboy radio show too. And so he travels with the team and everything, which is very cool to have him, you know, on the controls here at One Life Radio, because we all love football here. We really do.
Absolutely. Needs to be safe.
It just needs to be safe. And so, speaking of mental midgets, I'm not so sure I agree with that though, because did you see the post that I put about the dog that covered up the baby with the blanket? You know, dogs are amazing, and so are cats. They've been known to save lives. And so, you know, let's talk about that for a minute, Maura.
Absolutely. Animals are so smart. Some people will tell you that dogs are smarter than a 3-year-old child, maybe up to 5-year-old child. Pigs also are very smart. They're right up there with dogs. Rats are the same. There are many other animals I know I'm leaving out, so everyone please forgive me. But there are so many of our companion animals who are so terrifically intelligent. Can learn so many things besides their name and all kinds of commands.
Oh, yeah.
But pets also have other abilities. They can smell cancer. Some of them can smell when somebody is about to go into diabetic shock, or they can tell when seizures might be coming. So animals are amazing.
They really are. And, you know, we have got Peter Zoytlin on the show next week, Maura. He wrote the book Rescued, What Second Chance Dogs Teaches About Living with Purpose, Loving with Abandon, and Finding Joy in the Little Things. And I have to tell you, you're talking about how smart animals are. So my cat Butters, who I rescued from East Lake Pet Orphanage, he is so smart. He goes around. He can open every single door in my house, and my knobs are not easy knobs. You know, they're a little complicated. I'm not kidding. They're kind of modern, and he can even get out of the cat prison from just the regular handle. So we had to put like a sliding lock on from the outside, so he couldn't open that too. He's like a little Houdini. It's amazing how smart he is.
That is so cool.
Well, and there's so many stories out there, and there's so many unwanted animals. And so let me ask you this. How are the kennels at the SPCA? Are they full right now? I'm guessing they are after Hurricane Harvey.
Well, you know, we strive to stay full all the time. We're what's known as a managed intake shelter, so we try to stay full, but however, we do not euthanize for time or space. So if we're full, that's more pets that we can be out there finding homes for in the community. And, of course, if we could all empty all the shelters across the whole country, they'd fill back up again really quickly. But that, in combination with spaying and neutering, we could really make a difference, turn it around, at least in our country, for dogs and cats. The statistic I always throw out there, it's big, but it's really impactful. The only way that every dog and cat in this country could have a home is that if everybody adopted 7 animals a day, every day of their entire lives.
Think about
that. Get out there and spay and neuter. and adopt from a shelter or rescue group. It's the only way to go.
It's crazy. So the only way to do it, 7 animals a day, every day of for the rest of your life. But we can stop it with spaying and neutering. That is the key to this puzzle. And this endless, I don't even know how I want to describe it. It's just, you know, I've been on the streets. I've rescued lots of animals. And what I've seen is horrific. It's really horrific. And they suffer so much with mange, starvation, dehydration. They get hit by cars. They walk around with broken legs a lot of times. People mistreat them. And so we can stop all of this, though, by just spaying and neutering animals.
Yeah, that's the first thing. That's the first thing I did with my puppies. It was right after. I have a French bulldog and a Scottish Terrier. And the moment we got them chipped, and we did the deed.
Well, in the new, what's the new chipping? What's up with that? Because I've heard there's a couple of different systems. My niece outside of Houston lost her dog Nicholas during the storms, and she's been searching everywhere for him. And he's microchipped, but she still has not found him. Now, maybe he got maybe something bad happened to him. I don't know. But if he's alive, I would think that they would be able to get him back, right?
Microchipping certainly helps. There are a lot of systems at place trying to reunite people, especially down the coast right now. But yeah, microchipping pets is so important. It's so great to get it done. Shelters and veterinarians have universal readers, and so regardless of what chip you get, it can be read and the animal tracked back to you. So I'll be thinking about your family getting their dogs back.
Oh, I hope so. She's heartbroken. Oh my God, she's just like me. I mean, she feels like she's lost one of her children. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. We're all trying to cheer her on, but it's difficult. Thank you so much, Maura. Always love having you on the show to educate people about the importance of spaying and neutering.
Thank you.
All right, Maura Davies. And you can donate to the SPCA. It's really easy. Just go to spca.org. Go to donations. Even if it's just $5, it all helps. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, I have Stephanie Toops in studio with me and Dr. Kelly Ryder. Okay, so Dr. Kelly, I'm so happy to have you on the show today, and you're in town.
Thanks for having me.
And you're in town to educate people regarding concussions.
Doctors and patients and clients and just whoever is there.
Well, you know, let me read his bio because it's amazing. Dr. Kelly Ryder has been practicing since 2006. Dr. Kelly leads the ranks in conservative treatment for injured discs through spinal decompression, laser therapy, physical rehabilitation, and genetic mutation testing. Dr. Kelly Ryder is the only chiropractor in the United States.
The United States
recognized by the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, that's the UPMC, as a concussion expert. His concussion clients range from regular Joes to the pros. He's a board certified doctor of chiropractic in Texas and Louisiana, board certified chiropractic sports practitioner, certified active release techniques provider, motivational speaker, and educational speaker. His specialties are MSL laser, concussion, and genetic mutations. He is certified in concussion assessment and treatment, and he has a Blanchard certification in golf injury and rehabilitation. So this guy knows his stuff, and he's a good race car driver too. I happen
just
to know that about
guy trying to get by.
So let me ask you this: is that on a personal note, Dr. Yep. Kelly? Do you drive over 100 every day?
No.
You don't?
No, absolutely not.
He's making a face. I'm just going to tell you.
Only on special days, right?
Well, on the track, I mean, it's all about safety. I do everything in safety, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't mind like telling people, yeah, we go fast on the track, but we have helmets on and we have our windows down. And
well,
like,
your car's made to race, though. And you're like me. You do it and only when it's safe.
In a controlled environment.
In a controlled environment, for sure. And so, Danny's
Does
replaying
having
the
your
hit
windows
for me
down
last night.
Change the safety aspect of racing?
Glass.
I've never
heard. Oh, my gosh.
Glass flying around.
Wow. Danny just showed me the play last night. Yeah. That was really, really bad. Really bad. And so what do you want to say about that? What would you say to this guy who's been injured that?
I think that.
I don't mean to be so dismissive. What is the player's name again?
I don't even remember. Danny, you would have to.
Danny,
help.
What's the guy's?
What's the player's name?
Davante Adams.
Davante Adams. So, I mean, the new guidelines. I just got back from Jacksonville, Florida, where I was with the American Academy of Neurology and Sports Concussion, and that we're talking about. You know, we have to check their balance, we have to check their vision, and we have to check an EEG on these patients. You know, to make sure that their brain is functioning at all capacities. And so that way they can return to sport potentially and play again, where if we can't, we don't have baselines on these patients. And so we need to be able to have a more recognized platform for continuous care. So in other words, your son or daughter walks in my office, we do the same exact test that we do on an NFL player, and it's continuous throughout the entire process of the concussion assessment and management of this individual. So as I tell my parents when they walk in my office, your son or daughter is not getting any different treatment than any of my NFL athletes that are walking in my office. They're getting a vision, a balance, and EEG assessment. And then care plan is based upon objectifiable data. In other words, we have to be able to reproduce this stuff. So just looking at a kid and going, oh, they're clear to go. No. So this player, you know, really needs to be looked at and managed through a professional healthcare provider, which the NFL has done great jobs of putting, you know, advanced neurological guys on the sideline that have nothing to do with the team and making sure that these players are getting back to normal. Right.
Well, that's what that tent is now on the sidelines, you see.
Well, that's an injury tent. So that's regardless of if they take a knee injury, shoulder injury, head trauma, whatever.
But a lot of times, from what I understand, is they'll go into that tent and do the cognitive test because it's dark.
Right. Well, it's darker. It's
darker.
But what they're not eliminating is the sound, because a lot of times they have tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, from the vestibular cochlear concussion, meaning that they took a shot in the ear hole. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that they can't limit the sound, right? So we'd almost have to be in a studio type situation where you're eliminating any extra lights and any sound, because that's a lot of times what you'll see is they're always trying to block their eyes for the sensitivity to light, and then always trying to stop sound because they're super sensitive to sound also.
How prevalent do you believe this is in the NFL?
It's more than what they want to test for.
So what about CTE, like Aaron Hernandez? That just came out maybe like a week or two ago.
So
what is that, chronic traumatic encephalopathy?
Encephalopathy. So what I basically call it is a bruising of the brain that never gets blood supply back to the brain. And so the whole, you know, the whole thing becomes basically a sarcoma of the brain, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So multiple traumas to the head, whether it's boxing, MMA, whatever, if you don't get oxygen and blood supply back to that, it becomes almost as, quote unquote, a cancer in the brain. Mm-hmm. And so, but what happens is you have all these amyloid plaques that are forming because the body can't get it out, and it's just kind of sitting there. It's like raw sewage in the brain, effectively.
Wow.
You know, it starts to stink after a while. But the way it stinks is that these people have personality disorders. They start doing things that are odd and weird. You know,
yeah.
I just had a case in Louisiana. The kid walks in 2 weeks post-concussion. Mom's like, yeah, he's not himself. He can't hit a baseball. He's like, and he plays on both sides of the ball and just super active. And long story short, yeah, this kid can't pass a vision test.
I
had to remove him from driving at 17 years old. He's a senior in high school. They're like, but what about prom? I'm like, guys, we can't put him in an environment that, you know, is loud music, flashing lights. Like, clearly we have objectifiable data that this kid is concussed majorly.
It sounds like a lot of your patients, they don't know they're concussed.
Well, and that's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. So it's educating them and getting on platforms like this about educating parents about, like, what to really do with their kids when they're concussed.
Well, yeah, or how big of a deal it is. Sorry.
Well,
right.
They get misdiagnosed. I'm thinking of a personal, someone I know personally,
right,
that had a son in high school who played football, played baseball, everything. He got knocked out one time when I was watching the game. Anyway, make a long story short, in his senior year, he was diagnosed as being bipolar.
Right.
And so, it's like, oh my gosh. So then they put him on medication.
Right.
Needless to say, right now his life is not in the best state of affairs. And he's a very young man.
Right. And so that's what happens with these Aaron Hernandez cases. Mm-hmm. They talk about the bipolarisms, and you hear the stories of players walking in. There was a former Bears player that lives locally. I'm not going to mention any names, but was called up to and was released by the team because he walked in threatening to kill people. And he was like, I don't remember any of that. But he clearly got ear holed. He went down to his knee. They kind of missed it in the shuffle and a mix. And needless to say,
he had literally a blackout.
Mm-hmm. Right. And but
long time after.
A long time after, about 3 or 4 days later, he walks into the club and is like, look, I'm gonna eat your children. I'm gonna kill people. I'm gonna this. You know, and they're like he's clearly not operating at a normal level.
Right.
And so but yet the team.
And that wasn't his personality before.
Before. So what happens is the prefrontal cortex gets damaged. So he's in anger, aggression, saying things that he normally wouldn't say. But because he's concussed, and it was just a mismanagement, misdiagnosis.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about, you know, racing,
right?
You know, in the beginning of the segment, it just dawned on me, or first thing that popped into my head, no pun intended, was Dale Jr.
Yep.
was in protocol all of last season.
Yep.
And years prior to that, that would have never happened.
Right.
He would have probably been in the car the next week.
Well, and what happened with him was he was having a vestibular ocular concussion. He was having problems with his eyes. So talking about King Divick testing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't understand at 200 miles an hour, things come at a lot quicker pace, right? And so he couldn't judge like where his car needed to be. And so for the safety of the other drivers, they're like, hey, buddy, you know, you're drunk effectively and you're not driving. And so that's why the cop stops you on the side of the road. He's like, follow my finger. He's looking for nystagmus, right? Jumping movement of the eyes. Well, in Dale's case, he couldn't pass that test. So
in essence, he was intoxicated
and was a danger for everybody else.
Wow.
And they made him, they explained that to him. So he goes, yeah, I can't go out there because at 200 miles an hour, somebody's going to die.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, sure.
I don't care how much safety equipment you got. The Hans device is great and it prevents a lot of head trauma from what his dad died from. But at the end of the day, you're doing 200 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to happen.
We were actually talking about the 2017 Formula One Grand Prix is going to be in Austin, Texas on October 20th through the 22nd. And Kelly's got season tickets. He'll be there.
Yeah. So. Nice.
Well, you know, I remember when it was more than a decade ago, but when IRL at the time were racing here at Texas Motor Speedway, the banking is so high, the G-force was so strong that they had to back off.
It was shutting their blood supply down to their brain. They were passing out.
And this was in cars.
So, yeah, this was in cars. So they had to, they were trying, no, actually, Danny, what you were talking about was they were trying to race Formula One on the track.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what it was?
And the open wheel cars,
they were so much faster.
These cars go 220 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And so the embankment was causing these guys to like black out, and they were coming to and
getting vertigo.
Basically, so the blood supply to the brain was shutting off because it was going to their feet. So they basically effectively needed like pilot suits, like what they do with the pilots. They needed to put compression on their legs.
That's right? Amazing.
Mm. Yeah. So it when you start talking about the cerebral blood flow, brain blood flow, and gravity and gravitational forces and rotation, and it starts throwing the brain for a crazy loop.
You know, me being a Packer fan, this is kind of Davante Adams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Could his season essentially be over?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Right? We got to see. But don't be surprised if they yank him. And they're going to have to pay him. That's the best part. So he's not going to go without pay. So,
that's
so sad,
he's pretty much set for life. If, in fact, it is injury, obviously.
Yeah, you say set for life financially, but what about being injured? That's the most you can make more money. Sure. You can't get your brain back. There's nowhere to buy a brain.
This injury could be a blessing of disguise because now it saves him from future hits to the head.
Right. I mean, you look at people like Steve Gleason, and there's multiple, he's 38 years old, and major form of ALS, clearly from brain trauma, right? Well,
that's what I was going to ask. Do you feel like it's getting? You asked if it was more prevalent, but I'm wondering: is it because they're bigger? Are they hitting harder? Or
do we just know
more now?
Yeah, we know more, and there's two guys running 22 miles an hour. I mean, you got to remember everything in the NFL is about how fast and how strong you are. So that's how they're judged about how they get drafted.
How about we get them some blow up like puffy head helmets? How fun would
that soccer set? What's that soccer
that
thing
ball,
that you play
right?
like that?
Yeah.
Whatever.
They put them in those big puffy suits.
Those big puffy
the promotions
soccer
at
suits.
Quarter in the
right.
Oh my gosh,
bubble soccer.
Oh,
yeah.
How fun! It's so great to have you guys in studio. More coming up. Really great stuff. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shop, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo poo pee doo.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I have Dr. Kelly Ryder in studio, Stephanie Toops in studio as well, and Ryan Lowry on the line. He is a PhD student at Concordia University. He's published over 80 manuscripts, abstracts, and book chapters on human performance and sports nutrition. He also serves as the president of the Applied Science and Performance Institute in Tampa, Florida. You can find Ryan on Twitter at RyanLowry14. That's at RyanLowry14. Today we're talking about Ryan's new book, The Ketogenic Bible, that he wrote with Dr. Jacob Wilson. And how are you doing today, Ryan?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
Doing great. We're doing great. You know, for people that maybe have never heard of the ketogenic diet, that maybe are just now joining the show, I thought it would be a good place to start to talk about the chapter one in your book, Ketosis and the Basics. So, you know, I think that people really don't understand. So why don't you explain the basics to them, if you would?
Yeah, so definitely. So our entire lives, we're really accustomed to our body. We think that our body ran on one fuel source, and that's glucose. And that glucose comes from carbohydrates that we eat in our diet, breads, pastas, and things like that. And that's why people tend to eat very so often, to try and replenish and keep that glucose elevated. Well, in actuality, there's another fuel source that our body can utilize. And if you think about going back hundreds of years to our ancestors and looking at what they ran off of, when they fasted and when we were hunting and things like that, they still survived. So clearly, even though glucose wasn't available, they weren't eating all these bread and processed carbohydrates, they were able to still survive. So
what did they eat? They ate like kind of paleo, right?
Yeah, they ate.
When they couldn't have meat, they ate what? Seeds and
seeds and some berries, things that are high in fiber.
Okay.
Things that are high in fiber. And so that would keep them going until their next hunt or their next kill. And ultimately, what we found is that these individuals were able to run off of a different fuel source known as ketones. And that's why if someone can go days and sometimes even weeks without eating and be completely fine, because their body is able to adapt and utilize this alternative fuel source known as ketones. And
well,
so that's really gist of it.
Yeah, and so you write in here that all of us at some point in our lives routinely throughout the day have some amount of ketones in our blood, yet we often don't realize it.
Exactly right.
It says, for example, if you ate dinner at 5 p.m. and didn't eat again until 10 a.m. the next day, you would likely be in a minor state of ketosis, right?
Exactly, and that's what we call it. I'm sure a lot of people listening have heard of intermittent fasting or intermittent eating, whatever you call it, but intermittent fasting, in some essence, we've all been in a state of ketosis. When we're born, we're in a state of ketosis. When you don't eat for several hours, when we're talking like 16 hours, because it happens sometimes, right? Life comes up and you might not eat, and you're in some mild state of ketosis. It's replicating that state and allowing your body to become fat adapted, to be able to utilize fat as its preferred fuel source.
Well, you know, I'm not, and actually Dr. Ryder said this, I asked him, you know, before we went live, what diet do you follow? Or how do you eat, Dr. Kelly? And he said, I'm not a cookie cutter kind of guy, and I'm not either a cookie cutter kind of girl. Somebody asked me the other day, what do you eat, Bernadette? And I said, whatever I want. But the only rule I have is that it's got to be clean. It can't have toxins in it. And so many processed foods do. And I have to tell you, I've been doing a lot of research on sucralose, and I am absolutely astounded that I got approved by the FDA along with aspartame and a lot of these artificial sweeteners. And I know that that's a big part of the ketogenic diet, isn't it? In order to keep your body in a state of ketosis, you really can consume little to no sugar. Correct?
Right. It's a little to no sugar kind of diet. And it's the one thing I like to do, and when people ask me, what do you eat? Isn't that super restrictive and you have to be very careful all the time? And I kind of say the same thing. I say, I eat whatever I want. If I want to have pizza, I just make an alternative type of pizza. If I want to have cookies, there's keto cookies that are out there. So it's really, there's similar kind of concept. You can ultimately have your cake and eat it too. It's just cutting out the way that we eat processed carbohydrates that are you see at the stores. There's always an alternative way to make it with lower amounts of sugar and lower amounts of carbohydrate.
But it depends on how old you are and how active you are, correct? Because not anybody, let's say someone's 25, well, I can eat anything I want, but if they're not active, they're going to be a tub of goo.
Exactly. And the one thing I tell people is this, and this is why I don't force this. It's the way I eat. I would never force it upon anyone else. And some people are like, well, I can eat this and I'm still shredded and I'm still lean. I'm like, that's great. Then continue doing it. Like if you can be the guy that's at the party and can have cakes, cookies, and have a couple of drinks and wake up the next morning leaner, then you know what? You're extremely insulin sensitive. You're fine. Continue eating that way if that's the way you prefer it. But 99.9% of the population isn't like you. And so it's finding ways for them where they can enjoy a timeout. They can enjoy certain foods and not feel guilty or wake up the next morning 10 pounds heavier.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew someone, this was years ago. Now, granted, this person was active, but he ate fruit 24/7.
Wow.
And any mm-hmm. kind of fruit. Now, hey, that's healthy, but to the average person who is not active, that's too much sugar, correct?
Yeah, you know, there is a lot of sugars that lie in fruit, and a lot of people will tend to do juicing, and unfortunately, the juicing tends to cut out a lot of the fiber. And I think there's a ton of benefits to fruit. I love blueberries and things like that. Like, I think there's a ton of antioxidant properties with them, but they do have sugar in them that people need to be aware of. But don't get rid of the fiber, the skin, and that component, as long as it's not loaded with pesticides and sprayed, and you get the right kinds of fruit from the store, it can absolutely be beneficial to incorporate in.
So, Ryan, if you're in ketosis and you're in it for like weight loss purposes, this is a fallacy that I was talking to a girl about this week. You still have to be in a caloric deficit, though, to actually lose weight, right? I mean, I think some people think, oh, as long as I don't eat any sugar and I'm in,
right,
then I'm going to lose weight. But there still has to be a caloric deficit. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, so a lot of people lose weight very fast on this style of diet, and a lot of it originally is water. So they lose a lot of glycogen. So it's not surprising to see someone lose 5 pounds in the first week.
Right. It's dependent as well as how physically fit you are, too, because if you're like this big, you know, muscular guy or muscular girl, you're going to burn fat. You're just going to burn calories faster than someone who, you know, has very little muscle mass. Correct.
Exactly right. And one of the biggest things that I like about this, going back to the point, your point on the being in a caloric deficit, the biggest challenge we face today as a society, period, is that people who are overweight and obese clearly have a defective appetite sensors and mechanisms. So if we were to take two people, someone who's lean and someone who's overweight, and put the same plate next to them, the person who's lean might get extremely full from that same plate, but the person who's overweight or obese won't get, even though they ate the same amount of calories, won't feel that same appetite or satiety regulation that the lean person had. And that's the problem. And people think it's just as easy as, eat less, move mm-hmm. more, put the fork down. And it's not that simple. And I think one of the things that I think the ketogenic diet does, because we know that ketones can help with satiety, and because it is a higher fat diet, is they're kind of putting appetite back in their control. They're able to regulate themselves. They're able to go for periods longer without eating and still feel full.
What does all that fat do to the gut microbiome?
That's a good point. So one of the things, it depends on the type of fat. And one of the things that some people will go, oh, I'm just going to go into this diet, I'm going to have bacon for every single meal. And I'm like, well, that's probably not a good idea. That's probably not the best well-formulated ketogenic diet. But it's incorporating in high-quality fats. And I like using the example of like an avocado. Right, you can mm-hmm. take a ton of oil and add that, or a ton of bacon and add that in. But like the benefits that you would get from avocado with its potassium and its fiber, that is what you're really looking for when adding in "quote unquote" healthy fats to your diet.
Right.
So whole foods and combined with the ketogenic diet would be a recommendation.
Well, and the meat,
exactly.
the quality of the meat, we uh-huh. talk about it with Dr. Mike Fenster all the time. I mean, the your
grass
typical hamburger or steak or whatever is not good meat, quality meat. It is horrible. And you're shaking your head, Dr. Ryder. What do you want to say?
Well, I mean, what I do is I do a lot of food sensitivity testing, so I'm able to get these patients to lose a lot of weight easily, too, because what I do is I remove food that is causing inflammation in their body based mm-hmm. upon genetics. And you know, Ryan's right. I mean, it's all based upon clean eating, but even though, like for myself, I have a ton of mutations, and so my methylation cycle is all messed up. And so things that are healthy, like blueberries and bananas, to most people, they're not healthy to me. They actually cause a lot of inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way my inflammation was showing up was that I was having a lot of like sinus type stuff. My ears would leak all the time. And so I remove those and I lose 35 pounds in a fairly short amount of time by not really beating myself up anymore. Yeah, I exercise about 2 to 3 times a week now, but it's more about eating what my body can actually process and digest. And so, like Ryan's talking about, you actually get that sensation of full because your body's actually getting nutritional supplementation that it actually can use and needs. And so that system shuts down.
Yeah.
And so now that's healthy, you know? So yeah, I do eat less, but yet I still feel full.
Yeah. So much to know, isn't there? Ryan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a complex subject for sure. And we're going to be talking about it at length here in the upcoming months. For sure. I'm all over it. Can't wait to talk about it again.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
You can get the Ketogenic Bible at Amazon.com. That's where I got mine. And Dr. Ryan Lowry, he's not a doctor yet. He's getting there.
He's
pretty close. He's pretty close. And Dr. Jacob Wilson are the authors of the book. Stay tuned. We've got Stephanie Tubes coming up. We're going to be talking about chemicals in your clothing. What the you know what? Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back. Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 28th and 29th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention One Life Radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 28th and 29th. And don't forget, mention One Life Radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I have Dr. Kelly Ryder in studio with me and Stephanie Toops. And, you know, before we get to the meat of this subject with you, Stephanie and Dr. Kelly, I want everyone to know that they can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, and I keep wanting to say iTunes, but it's TuneIn and Apple Podcast. You can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to subscribe to our weekly newsletter or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they make this rocket go up. Crazy Water from right here in Mineral Wells, Texas. In fact, the Crazy Run is coming up.
The Crazy Run?
The Crazy Run. You know, the Crazy Water Festival
where they
have the run with the crazy beer and they make it out of the crazy water. And
it was fun. We went last year.
It was awesome. A lot of fun. We're going this year again, too. And, of course, Squatty Potty. If you don't have one, Dr. Kelly, what do you say about the Squatty Potty? I absolutely Love my Squatty Potty.
Love it. Great product.
It is a great product. Yep. It really is. And I'm going to ask you about another one, Sun Warrior. I personally love, and one of the reasons I love it is because it doesn't have stuff like sucralose in it that a lot of these other companies, you know, want to put in very fine print in the bottom of their 2-pound, you know, buckets of protein. Sun Warrior, you will never find an ingredient like that in Sun Warrior. It is organic. It is pure. It is a great company. I love representing them. And then, of course, the Charlotte's Web brand is the best out there. Dr. Kelly will tell you. Yep. And you give it to your athletes, right?
Yeah, for concussion stuff. So it cuts neuroinflammation. It helps with the muscle soreness and aches that they actually have. And because of the concussions, they can get off the superior temporal lobe, they can actually start getting seizure-like activities, whether it's tics or some type of abnormal muscle movement that actually shuts that down. Mm-hmm. And so giving them the oil actually helps them recover on many different levels, especially at the cellular level.
I just love it. I take a couple of drops every morning from my bottle. I use the Everyday Advanced.
Yeah, I use the triple strength on my concussion patients.
Do you?
It's the three purple boxes are fully filled in. I don't know which one that one is right there that you have, but
yeah. Well, and I love what it says. For thousands of years, societies used hemp to promote health and wellness. CW's, which is Charlotte's Web, proprietary hemp genetics are rich in naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants.
Okay, yeah. So you got the three right there. It's the strongest.
Is that the strongest one?
Yeah, that's the strongest one. There you go.
Yeah, advanced and you do have to be careful with it because if you take too much, it'll make you a little ditzy.
Yeah. Well, it makes you. It doesn't have any CBD oil. THC in it, but it does have some properties, so you got to watch.
Too much is too much of anything.
Yep. Too much of anything. Yeah.
Well, water. Too much water will kill you.
Hyperhidrosis, right?
But yeah, and so, you know, our sponsors are amazing, and thank you for those of you out there buying their products. And if you haven't yet, please do, because they bring this programming to you. And you can also find Sun Warrior and Squatty Potty at the Vitamin Shop now. So I need to go there. They're changing everything. They're getting a lot of really cool products in there now. So, okay, so Dr. Kelly Ryder, for those of you just now joining us, has been practicing as a doctor since 2006. Dr. Kelly leads the ranks in conservative treatment for injuries, discs through spinal decompression, laser therapy, physical rehabilitation, and genetic mutation testing. He is kind of like the go-to chiropractor for the NFL, I might add. I think so.
We see a bunch of players.
You see a lot of players.
Players.
And that's because you're excellent at what you do.
Well, I don't know about that. I just do my job.
I love having him in studio. And Stephanie Toops, she is wonderful too. She has a master's degree in finance from Texas A&M. She's a CPA and a small business owner. And Stephanie became fascinated with the personal care industry after being diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has spent the last 3 years sorting through the sea of healthy offerings on the market to learn how to pronounce 6-syllable chemicals in an effort to clean up the product mix within her home. Today, she is talking about chemicals and clothing. People need to know this. I was reading your post yesterday on Facebook, and I was, wow. I commented on it. I had forgotten about it. It's so important that we remind everyone about this particular subject.
Yeah, so this is just a really interesting subject. And as you know, I got really fascinated with the personal care industry when I learned that, you know, our skin is our largest organ. Every person roughly has about 21 square feet of skin on their body.
Is it that many?
Yeah, which is, you know.
21 square feet?
It's a lot of skin.
It's a lot of skin.
Wow.
So, and it absorbs. I mean, when you put something on it, your skin absorbs it. And so I remembered when I was opening my yoga studio 10 years ago and people were marketing, you know, 100% organic cotton clothing. It just seemed like a marketing buzz thing to me. I didn't get it. I didn't understand it. And now that I understand more about, you know, when you put something on your body, when you put a clothing on your body or anything that's got something in it that's a foreign substance or a chemical that can impact your body, your skin's going to absorb that. And so that was just a light bulb moment for me a couple years ago.
And I would think the vapors, when they're hot in your house, right?
Yep.
When
you're
putting them in the dryer.
You know, I always use this terminology, and it's kind of funny, but people don't believe in transcutaneous, you know, supplementation, and I go, that's cute. Have you ever had hemorrhoids? Preparation H is a transdermal cutaneous supplementation.
Right? Or birth control patches people use, or nicotine patches.
Right.
When you say that to people, they go,
Oh yeah, that's right.
But otherwise, I mean, it's just something that it's not on people's radar, and it certainly wasn't on mine until it was. You know,
right.
Until you know, you don't know. And so this came up again yesterday. You mentioned we talked about this previously, but this came up yesterday because the American Airlines, a bunch of their flight attendants are actually suing American Airlines because their uniforms were creating like chemical burns on their skin. And so there's some they've put it out there that potentially that these uniforms that they've been provided are harmful to their bodies. And some of them are having like neurological issues,
yep.
neurological disorders. You know, they've been unable to work for a year. I mean, just really significant
right.
issues associated with what they think are these uniforms.
Right. Well, if you look at the clothing industry, when people bring them to the dry cleaners, a lot of those are like really bad chemicals. And
yes.
these people have these mutations and they can't like purge their body of these, they just accumulate.
Yeah. I never
and
thought so, about
they
right.
say
dry
like dry
cleaning.
Cleaning that you really should try to find a cleaner, like you should
right.
use something cleaner
natural,
than a dry
yeah.
than a dry cleaner
and
like
there's one on Mockingbird mm-hmm. I know that uses more natural stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yes. And it's a really big deal. And again, you don't think about it in your clothing. I mean, you know, I talk a lot about rubbing lotion on your skin, but then you think, oh, it's in my clothes.
Right.
I'm putting it on my body. And, you know, we talked about pajamas for kids. Like, you know, this was all started because everybody was smoking in the 70s. And so the tobacco industry pushed for these flame retardant chemicals to be put into clothing and mattresses and couches, furniture, electric.
That's how
it started? Everywhere. That's how it got started. It was all
big
tobacco. Big tobacco, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you think about a newborn baby, and this is something I posted yesterday, that's born and then you put it in pajamas and you wrap it in a blanket and you put it on a flame retardant mattress. I mean, this brand new pristine and, you know, honestly, they're not that pristine. They found, you know, over 200 chemicals in newborn cord blood. And so, I mean, these babies are being just inundated with the toxic just environments that we've got going all around us. But you're basically just, you know, wrapping them in flame retardant and they're in contact with that flame retardant. 24 hours a day. And so my recommendation was to take a look at your kids' pajamas. You can look at the tags. Look for something that if it says flame resistant, then you want to toss them. You want to look for something that's, you know, 100% cotton.
Just more junk
mm-hmm.
to go into the earth.
I know.
More junk.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
But again, you vote with your dollars. So I know these pajamas are more expensive, you know, potentially. But we talked about this. I've passed down a pair of pajamas between
yep.
my three kids, and the ones that are high quality still three kids later are...
I'll give them
yeah.
a shout out.
Hannah
right. Anderson
yeah,
is one
Hannah
of the
Anderson's
top brands.
Hannah Anderson's a great brand.
And it really is.
Yeah.
Not only are they cute, and the more you wear them, the softer they get, and they're wonderful to hand-me-downs, which is, of course, good for the earth as well. So you get what you pay for in life.
Yep, yep.
You
yep.
really do. What do you want to say?
It's just, you know, but it's awesome that she's bringing this up because people, you know, when you dry clean your clothes, like the first thing I do is I take the bags off
yeah.
and like put them in front of a box fan and just like let them blow.
What a great idea. I mean,
right?
really?
Yeah, like let them just go because a lot of times we just pick up our dry cleaning clothes and we leave them in the plastic bags
mm-hmm.
and it's just trapped in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like you
got to
open them up and like just let them air out.
I see a good franchising opportunity.
Yeah. There's a, yep, I like
wow,
it. That's great feedback. I love
yeah.
that.
Absolutely.
That's, yeah.
Dr. Kelly Ryder, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for jumping
thank
in studio with
me.
Us
thank
today.
You for me.
And Stephanie Toops, Miss Rockstar over there, Renaissance Woman, thank you.
Always
also.
A pleasure.
Danny, Lexi, thanks as well. Always great. Everyone, thank you for listening. And you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it. Sun Warrior, a raw superfood company committed to making the best plant-based proteins, has taken nutrition to the next level with Illuminate. It's 100% organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, and dairy-free. Cover your most important nutritional bases with superfoods like baobab, chia, flax, whole grain brown rice, holy basil, kelp, guava, and coconut, just to name a few. Clean protein, the absolute best gluten-free carbohydrates, healthy fats, minerals, vitamins, exclusively from organic herbs, essential oils, and superfoods. No synthetics here. Illuminate, quick, clean, complete, 100% organic nutrition. Sun Warrior, shining light on your health and nutrition. Eating clean never tasted or felt so good. Visit them at sunwarrior.com.
Imagine you're in a room surrounded by animals. There are about 2 dozen chickens, 1 cow, 1 pig, 1 turkey, and about 12 fish. You spend some time with the animals, getting to know them one by one. You quickly learn that each has a unique personality. You meet Sally, a chicken who purrs like a cat when petted. Jasmine, a cow whose favorite snacks are apples. Louie, a pig who seems smarter than your dog. Pearl, a turkey who loves to sunbathe. And Max, a fish who enjoys belly rubs. Before you leave the room, someone tells you, "These are the very animals who will be killed for your food this year. Unless, that is, you decide to save them. Will you?"